Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are going to talk about Rappahannock United Way this morning, and one of our all-time favorite people, Janelle Donahue, is here. Janelle, hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Fredericksburg.
Good to have you here this morning. Lots to talk about. Lots going on with United Way, but I want to start off with at least one of the things that I'm the most familiar with, because it was about a month or so ago, I went out with you for one of the first days of action. And days of action are really, really if organizations aren't involved in days of action, they should be.
Because oh, absolutely.
You talk about team building, or you talk about wanting to keep employees around here and getting them plugged into the community. It's a great program.
Oh, we love our days of action. We've actually changed it a bit this year, and some people love it, and some people are still trying to get used to the change. We used to have one day of action where we'd bring 300 people together, and then we'd go out into the community. And what we realized is that not everybody could participate on one day. And so this year we tried something a little bit different and had many days of action where we go out in the community, and it's a corporate engagement strategy where we invite companies and their employees to come out, and then we match them to a project in a worthy nonprofit in the community, and we put them to work, and they care, and they get to know the agency, and they get to see really what is happening in our community and how people are improving lives. It's been awesome. The hurricane threw us off a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure it did, because that whole thing. Well, actually, did two hurricanes.
We did. And so you came to the first day of action, which was awesome, and we kicked it off. And then the next 2 days, we had to reschedule. And ironically, it wasn't weather. It was because so many of the companies that we work with had to go into, hurricane mode and recovery and work. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it's a great way. I mean, each of the times I've gone out with you, I've known the organization, or that, you know, they've come through here, but I had never been there and seen it up close like that. And even if you think you know about what a group does, you really don't until you spend some time and kind of roll up your sleeves and help them out for a little bit.
You know, that's the biggest aha for almost everybody, is they're like, I had no idea that we had an organization in the community doing this. And we have such a wide variety in the areas of education, income, and health that we focus on. And so you know good things are happening, but you don't always get to physically be there and see it. And so that's the great thing about Days of Action.
Well, in our case, I was with you and we were at Stafford Junction. And they had just been here a couple weeks ago, or before that. And I've had them in over the years. But to actually be on site and to see things and just to actually be around what they do and hear them talk about it, where they're even more comfortable, I just thought for every organization, I'm sure there are a lot of people who experience that all the time, of people who've maybe even been in this area for a few years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the neat thing about Days of Action is that, you know, nonprofits work really hard to keep their costs low and don't have a lot of extra money for helping, with needs in the organization. And so Days of Action is really important. Simple things. I think at Stafford Junction, we spray-painted chairs different colors, but it brightened the whole place. The kids get so excited to see something new. And that's not necessarily always something that can happen, you know, because the staff are busy doing the programs and they don't have the money to make the big difference all the time.
Last year, we did Habitat for Humanity. I've done Legal Aid Works. And in all those organizations, I have seen and really and know a lot of the people in it, but a lot of these, I'm sure the organizations themselves are just thrilled to have people not only to get things done, but to be able to tell their story.
And that's a big piece of it too, is we make sure that we're talking to the agencies and saying, don't just send people out to mulch or to paint or to do the work. Take time, bring them inside. You've got a captive audience to really share your vision and your mission and to get people involved. And we've had some companies really adopt other agencies and stick with them through the years and really make a difference for them. So it's about relationship building as much as it is about action.
Well, and the other thing is, when you're at these different places now, I go by, going by Micah in one of the programs that I was at a project there a few years ago. You go by any of these places where you've worked, and you just sort of feel like, oh, I know what goes on there. I remember being there.
You feel connected, and that's exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because that's what we're trying to do. It's not just about the work; it's about feeling connected to your community. And I guess I'm blessed. I see it every day, and I think I take it for granted. But when you share that, that's exactly what we're trying to do. It's connectivity and making sure people say, wow, we've got a really great community.
Yeah. I just the other day, I drove by, I was on Route 1 in Stafford, went by Truslow Road and thought, you know, down there is Stafford Junction. And that's what, you know, and they've got, their basketball area, and we painted the, and so it really does, because it's sometimes it's really hard. As just a regular person, you're not going to stop in at, you know, hey, what do you do here?
Right.
I don't have time, and they don't have time. But Days of Action really lets people, you know, really get involved.
But that's a neat thing about United Way that I don't know that everybody understands, is we're the connector.
Mm-hmm.
And so while people don't always have time, we create experiences so that you can still be part of your community. Whether you're commuting up north or maybe you're working in a company during the day, we give you opportunities to be a philanthropist, to be able to give. We do Days of Action in our seasons of service so that you can volunteer, and also ways that you can advocate really quickly. So United Way is a connector to really make people feel a part of their community. And I'm so glad you feel that way.
Oh, totally. And again, I knew all these people,
right,
but not in that way. And it makes me always think every year, you know, this time of year when you get the, when you're asked to give to United mm-hmm. Way, and I think you get involved in something like this. If somebody in the office says, what's United Way do around here? By being part of these things, you can say, well, let me tell you what we did this year.
That's right. And you are the individual, is part of the community through United Way. When you give, I tell people you're a philanthropist. A lot of us can't stroke a $10,000 check, but we certainly can give a dollar to $5 per pay period. And that adds up to so much so that we can make a difference. And, maybe you're working all day and you don't have time to help a child keep up their reading skills or math skills during the summer. But if you give to United Way, we can help do that so that kids are ready to go back to school in the summer. And if you work all day and then you have to do kids sports and you don't have time to volunteer in the community, but when you give to United Way, you can really make a real big difference.
RepHennickUnitedWay.org is the website. The Facebook page it's been a lot of fun to watch as you see all these different big and small organizations going all over the area with Days of Action.
And Facebook is a great place to plug in with us as we started our Seasons of Service, which is another component of our volunteer work. Most of the people that engaged with us and came to our sort-a-thons and donated products to us actually came from our Facebook page. So I encourage everybody to like our page and follow us, because it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of things, and you may see something there that's going on that you want to get involved in.
Absolutely.
And get involved, and who knows where it leads.
Make a difference.
Yeah. Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way, our special guest this morning. Again, follow them on Facebook or RappahannockUnitedWay.org. When we were talking about Days of Action, you slipped in a term, Seasons of Service,
mm-hmm.
that describe what that is, because I don't think I'm not sure that I know what Seasons of Service is.
So we're going to have to get you to come out because it's a lot of fun to watch as well. But what we heard was that some individuals weren't able to participate in Days of Action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's majority of it's a corporate connection. So it's usually for individuals working in a company that we partner with. And so we created Seasons of Service. And every quarter we pick a different focus area, education, financial stability, healthy living, excuse me. And then we do a special project. So this past one for the summer was a Seasons of Service around healthy living. And we focused on families who couldn't afford diapers because diapers are so expensive. And so what we did is we encouraged civic organizations, individuals, companies, anyone who would want to do it, to hold a baby shower or just to do a diaper drive and collect diapers and baby items.
Okay.
We collected over 8,000 diapers and filled our entire community room, and we had wipes everywhere and bibs and little baby socks. And then what we did is we invited the community, anybody who wanted to come in, and we did what we called a sort-a-thon, and we sorted everything into bags.
Yeah.
And then we were able to donate them to Healthy Families, who okay. meets with new parents, and they help them to help that child through birth through 5 years old. And it's a real big support system. And so one of the biggest needs that group has is they always run out of diapers. They're so expensive. And so real exciting. This fall, we're focusing on meals and preparation. So you can put together a meal pack. You can donate kitchen goods like crock pots, because a lot of people, especially if they're living in motels,
that's a huge
thing. They don't have a kitchen.
Yeah.
So crock pots are very important. And so we're doing drives, and then also you can come back to the office and when we do our sort-a-thon and really physically help. And it's great for teens who are looking for volunteer hours.
Yeah.
So a lot of teens are looking for those hours to put on their diploma for the volunteer hours.
So this can be kind of like a Days of Service where you get your office together, but it can also be just I can do it individually.
Absolutely. So we had both. We had companies who did diaper drives for the last Seasons of Service, and then we had individuals who didn't have babies anymore but love baby stuff. So they hosted a baby shower at their house, invited all their friends, ate all the baby food. Not baby shower food.
Sure.
Played the baby shower games, but then felt really good about donating it back to the community. So it was fun.
What a great idea. So this really is another way that if you did or didn't take part in Days of Action, anybody can do this.
Well, exactly. And you can donate money. You could go shopping on Amazon for those who love to shop. You could go to Amazon and send us the supplies. You can, bring them to our office. If you aren't, maybe you're not in a position to donate, but you want to do something, you can volunteer and help sort. In the spring, this past spring, our Seasons of Service was around books, and we collected books and gave a book to every single child in Planning District 16 who was headed to kindergarten. And Ted, you'd be surprised. Some kids looked at me and they're like, my own book? This is my book? They had no books at home that were theirs. Mm-hmm. So they were so excited to get one book that they called their own. They put their name in it right away because they were like, it's mine. So it was empowering. And we had readers go and read to the kids at Head Start and community members, and they loved it.
What a great program. If I want to do something like that, I guess, can I just drop things off, or do you want to know ahead of time that I'm going to do this, or I can just do it and bring it over?
Bring it over, drop in, we'll make a big deal over you. If we don't have to do that, but we usually come all out and go, oh my gosh, look what you brought. Drop it off. You don't have to let us know ahead of time. So, maybe you guys want to do something here.
Okay. Well, so you've got something, so do you know what you've got lined up for the winter?
So, for the one right now is about meal.
Meals. So how long does that go for? Is that going till the holidays?
Till December.
Okay.
Till December. So we're excited about that. And it's on our website. It's called Seasons of Service. So just look that up.
Okay. And that'll give you all kinds of ideas
for
what you can
do. And there's all kinds of ideas. We create an Amazon shopping list. So if you're just like, I don't want to go to Walmart, you can go right on Amazon and deliver it right to our office, and you can just pick what you want. You could have a drive. You could have a party. There's also a soup, an idea where you could do a party and take jars and create soups for families.
Oh, yeah.
So it's instant soup and fun things like that. So there are lots of ideas on our website for Seasons of Service.
Okay. Seasons of Service. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times about volunteers.
Yes.
There's lots of opportunities for volunteering all year round.
There is, and that's one of the things that makes United Way great is we couldn't all do it. We only have 12 employees, and they're amazing. I have a great team, but we can't do it all by ourselves. And so part of our programs is focusing on tax preparation and making sure individuals who have a household income of $65,000 or less, we do taxes for them for free, but it's through our volunteers. Last year, we did over 2,000 tax returns. So we're looking for people to prepare taxes. We train you. We make you. We give you free training and tax certification. We need tax preparers. We need greeters. That doesn't require, and none of this requires any experience. We do all the training. Mm-hmm. But we had over 100 volunteers last year doing taxes, greeting, doing quality checks. It's very rewarding.
Boy, and we'll do shows when we start getting a little bit closer, but the tax program is really something that benefits this community because a lot of money goes back. A lot of people get refunds that they might not have gotten, and that money goes back into the community in a lot of ways.
It does. We saved those who came to our tax program. We saved them over $400,000 collectively in tax preparation fees. And then we, like I said, we put over $2 million back into the community. And many people don't realize that they may be eligible for earned income tax credit, child credits, and education credits. And this year is going to be even harder with the new tax laws and the new tax. So a lot of people may need help. And we have tax preparers who will help you do it. If you want to learn and be empowered, we can coach you so you can do it yourself. But we're there standing beside you to help you when you have a question. And we also have a free tax link that'll come out in January so you can do your taxes at home for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that something new?
No, we've had it. It's called My Free Taxes. And, you know, it's basically just to empower people to do their taxes on their own, but not have the expense of doing, you know, having to pay for software.
Now, some of the training and things like that, I know, usually start taking place near the end of the year for the taxes. Is the same thing? Training will start pretty soon?
Training's going to start pretty soon. We're recruiting now, getting names, and then November, December, we start training. And then January, we really train a lot, and then we start about the last weekend in January, and we go through May. So, and you know what? Volunteering could be something you do once a week or more, or it could just be something you want to do once or twice. We don't have a preference on that. It's really what you want to do to make a difference.
Well, a lot of people take advantage of it. I always tell the story of when I came over there one Saturday and couldn't get over how packed everything was. But a lot of people, they either take it. You have satellite places around the area. It's really convenient and just really helps the community. You've been doing it a long time now.
We've been doing it over 10 years. And really what we want to do is taxes, but we also want to do financial coaching. I have a great story of Lisa, and she came to our office, had her taxes done, but was really concerned because she wanted to grow and do better in her work. But she had applied for a promotion and was denied. She wanted to get a security clearance, but when she applied for it, she was denied. And when she asked why, they said her credit score was too low. So she came to us, she heard about our financial coaching and our financial checkups, and she sat down with one of our financial coaches, and she told him what happened. They helped her pull her credit score. She realized there was things on her credit score that weren't hers, so she had to refute them, and so the financial coach helped her write a letter. She refuted it. She got her security clearance by reapplying, and now she's received a promotion in her job, and she's making a very substantial wage, and now she's living on her own independently. So it's pretty exciting.
What a great story that is.
And it was all free. You know, it's all right there in your community just waiting for you. Think about her life and how it's been improved because, you know, she learned something new.
Well, just people that are able to do that, just to file their taxes. Sometimes people are just so intimidated by that whole thing that they either don't do it right or they're not taking it or they don't do it.
Well, they don't do it. We had a couple that didn't do it for 3 years, were homeless, living in a motel. They finally came and had their taxes done, and it was at a quiet time, so we were able to do the past 3 years. They got $12,000 back. Needless to say, the wife was not too happy that she didn't have to have been living in a motel for the last couple months.
Yeah.
So, but yes, you can get a lot back, and it's worth doing.
And like you say, the volunteers are needed, and the training I've heard is really comprehensive. And you'll be taught, but even if you don't, even if initially, I know I've heard stories of where people have started and just been greeters. Then they've seen what the training involved, and they thought, well, I could do that.
Exactly. You can step in at a small way and then move up, or you can just stay where you want to be. We make it really easy for you to feel comfortable where you are, and there's people all around you all the time to answer questions for you. It's not too difficult.
So if you've got some extra time or,
please,
yeah,
call our office.
And yeah, seeing you, I'm sure you run into situations where people will sign up and see what it's like and then end up doing a lot more than they ever imagined just because of the satisfaction they would get.
Well, absolutely. We have college students from University of Mary Washington and from Germana Community College come in because they want to, that's a career they're looking at. Hmm. And it's a really good opportunity to say, ooh, I definitely want to work with taxes, or I definitely don't, or I want to work with people, or I definitely don't. So it helps you discover where you want to be and what you want to do.
Yeah. And just knowing you're helping people.
Oh, absolutely. And we have such a variety, of people from, people who are working at Geico and maybe at Rappahannock Electric. And then we have, CFOs at major companies who are actually doing it for us too. So it's all kinds of different people that can do this.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Janelle Donahue here with Rappahannock United Way. We'll talk about the campaign. We'll talk about Alice. That's all coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue is here from Rappahannock United Way. We are talking about all the good stuff going on with Rappahannock United Way. RappahannockUnitedWay.org or the Facebook page, and Janelle mentioned earlier. It's always updated. There's also always information, and you can keep up with things if you like it and get those updates. It's campaign season is usually in the fall. Are we in campaign season right now for Rappahannock United Way?
We're right in the middle of it. People are donating to Rappahannock United Way, either individually sending us cash or checks, or maybe donating online. And we also have amazing companies that we work with that are doing payroll deduction campaigns. I was just up at Hildrop this past week, and they were so enthusiastic and excited. Pledge cards were just being turned in left and right. It was a very exciting time. We've got great companies, Geico and Mary Washington Healthcare and Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center and Union Bank, and there's Corals. There's so many. Rappahannock Electric. There are just so many to name.
Yeah.
That they really commit and partner with us. And like I said, it's a way for each individual to be a philanthropist in their own community.
That really is a way. I mean, especially if you're new in the community and you're trying to kind of find your way, Rappahannock United Way can help you do that.
Absolutely. We're a great way to connect. A lot of people, we have loyal donors who have been given to us for 10 years or more. And, I always get excited. We have a story about a young man named Caleb. And Caleb has actually been receiving services because of people's United Way donations since he was in elementary school. And Caleb, in his senior year, was living in a hotel room and with his mom and his dad and his brothers his family. And they would often invite family and friends to come stay with them, too. It was a one-room hotel room. Just one room. Not a suite, not
right.
A real apartment, one room. But he didn't let that impact him. Because he had been tutored and mentored and received services from several United Way agencies since elementary school, Caleb received a $25,000 presidential scholarship for the next 4 years. And right now he's at Albright College and he is doing great. And, you know, everybody has goals when they go to college, or maybe they're wondering what they could do. But Caleb's goal is to come back to the Fredericksburg area and get his family out of the hotel. And he's the first in his family to go to college. And so it's because of donors to United Way that we're able to do such things and change people's lives. It may take from elementary school to high school, but think about that child. He could have given up. He could have quit.
Right.
He could have used every excuse in the book, but instead he went to college, and he's changing lives for a whole generation of folks.
You just think of how many years going through school and him not being able to have the same kind of conversations or do the things that a lot of people did. But being determined like that, he's going to break that cycle.
And that's what giving to United Way does. It breaks the cycle because it doesn't take one agency to make a difference. We have to wrap services around people who are in these situations, and it takes 5 to 7 programs in our community to really empower and help a family. And so the schools have been great and the program. So I just want to say thank you to the people who have donated in the past because you've changed lives. Caleb is only one that I can mention, but you've changed thousands of lives.
Well, and the other thing, Janelle, that it's good for people to know is that all the agencies that money's going for and the agencies that you're involved with, you check them out. You check out their mission and make sure that they're doing what they say.
No, absolutely. And we have citizen volunteers that help us to do that. And so we really are encouraging people to give to Rappahannock United Way. That would be an unrestricted, undesignated gift, because when you do that, we know where the needs are. We know where the Calebs are. Mm-hmm. When you just give to one agency, that might be where your heart is, and that's okay. But when you give to United Way, we can give to all of the programs that wrap around an individual to change their lives. So we really do encourage unrestricted, undesignated gifts. That's a little bit different from past years where it was like, give to where you want. But that's a pass-through for us. That's, literally, there's nothing we can do with those dollars except take it from one place to another. But we can change a Caleb's life in a heartbeat. So you're right. We make a difference through giving.
Now, if you work certain places have like a leader who
yes.
passes things out. But if you're in a spot where that's not taking place, you still can do it yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You could go to your HR office and recommend a United Way campaign, or you could write a check. You could go online and give the donation. A lot of people don't think about this, but it's that time of year to be thinking about your taxes, too. So mm-hmm. it's a great tax deduction. We take gifts of stock. So that's very helpful. There are many ways you can give. It just has to be right for you.
And if you have a system, isn't there something set up if you're a government employee too?
Yes. So if you work for the combined federal campaign, you could give to Rappahannock United Way and give back to your local community. Our number is 46964, Rappahannock United Way. And if you're a local government or a school employee, you can give to United Way through that campaign in Planning District 16. If you're a state of Virginia employee, you can give through the CVC and give to 6400. So, yeah, there are many ways to give back. No matter where you work or where you live or what your status is, you can give to United Way.
You'll feel really good about it. And you know that you're doing this. You know, just the stories you've told about just some of the various people. Those are just a few that we know. There's just, you know, there's just thousands and thousands of those kind of stories, big and small.
There are thousands of them. Many of them are on our website. The exciting thing about United Way, a lot of times the number one question I get is, for every dollar I give to United Way, you know, what goes back into the community? And I think I surprise people because I don't give them the answer they are expecting. But Ted, if you give a dollar to United Way, we turn every dollar into $10 worth of impact. So, like, for example, we couldn't do what we do in our tax program, but we can because we have hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah.
We couldn't do volunteering because I can't go around and paint and do all the projects for Days of Action. But when you bring over 300 volunteers together, we multiply the impact. So for every dollar you give to United Way, it's $10 of impact. Do you get that return on any investments that you currently have?
No, I wish I did.
Me too.
I did. No, that is. That's a good way to put it because of the volunteers and because of in so many levels. So that is a good way to answer that question.
Yeah.
So
and our staff know where the needs are, so we can quickly meet where the needs are and engage people who have means with the needs and we make a difference in the community.
And when you gave the number a few minutes ago, what did you say? Were you, 14 people on staff at Rappahannock United Way?
Well, we have 12. And then when the tax program comes, that's probably what you're thinking. We'll have closer to like 16. So
okay,
it's
but
a
still,
small group.
That's a small group
mm-hmm.
that,
yeah.
I mean, you guys get around and wear a lot of hats.
We do.
So, and so... consider it. Become part of the campaign. This is the time of year to you know.
It is the time of year. You can give all year. You can give all year, but this is really the time where we're encouraging people to give back to United Way.
I guess you do have a lot of people. I mean, do a lot of people spread their gift out and give certain amount of money? Or you can do whatever works for you, I guess.
Well, we have gifts of a dollar. Literally, people just say, hey, this is what I have. We have gifts of $5 a pay period. And then we have donors who are giving $10,000 or more every year. Our Tocqueville Society, which is pretty exciting. We have 13 couples that are in our Tocqueville Society that give $10,000 or more. But every dollar, it really, because... if we go into a company and the majority of individuals give a dollar a pay period, when we add all that up, it multiplies.
Yeah.
And when you reach out to hand to one in our community, you impact the condition of all.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org will have a lot of information, or just follow along on Facebook, and there'll be information
yes.
there too. Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way is here. Whenever you're here, we always talk about, because it was just a couple of years ago, the Alice, you came out with the Alice Report, and congratulations, by the way, I see that you gave a presentation on the Alice Report to the State Community College Board just recently.
I did. That was so exciting. So Alice is a acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed, and it's a hidden population in our community, and we're trying to highlight this targeted population because people always talk about those in poverty, and that's important. There are, you know, structures in place to help people in poverty, but there's, at least in Virginia, there's 28% of Virginians who are ALICE, and there are very little programs and very little help for those who are ALICE because they're one crisis away from falling. And we're partnering with the Virginia Community Colleges system. They have embraced ALICE, and we're looking at ways to really boost the workforce opportunities for ALICE to make sure that they're, you know, above a survival budget. Who wants to live just at a survival budget? And there are jobs in Virginia that need to be filled, and we want Alice to know about those jobs. So I had the awesome privilege of speaking on a panel at the Chancellor's Retreat, and I'm really looking forward to that partnership. And we've just started partnering and talking to the Virginia Department of Social Services because they want to look at sustainability and not just compliance. And I think that's the right way we're going in Virginia.
Boy, that makes sense, too. It makes such sense especially those two groups.
Right.
That would want to get involved in this because they can really help and bridge it. And I think so often now with unemployment so low, you just think, everything's fine. Everybody's got a job, but what you bring out is everybody may have a job, but they might not have a job that they can, you know, survive at.
That you got it. You absolutely just nailed it. Is that majority of people probably have a job, but the problem is underemployment. They have several jobs. So somebody is working really hard at 2 to 3 jobs and they're still not able to survive because the cost of housing and transportation and childcare and utilities and just the cost of living. And this isn't necessarily a wage conversation where we're saying increase opportunity for people to make higher wages. Like, let people know where the hope is. And that's what we're trying to do too.
Yeah, because I'm how hopeless must it be to know that you are, that you may be working 2-3 jobs and that the only way to improve yourself may be to get more education, but how do you do that?
How do you do it quickly?
Right.
Because Alice is already working. They don't have time to spend 2 years for a degree or 4 years for a degree. They need certifications now. And Virginia, the good news is Virginia needs them.
Yeah.
You know, we have opportunities. We just got to marry them together, and Alice is a population that we can help.
No, when I saw that that you were meeting with the State Community College, I thought it's your manna in the workforce program, and I thought you can get certifications, you can get things in pretty short order in a lot of different fields.
That's exactly what you can do, and they're even thinking, why do we have certifications that aren't paying above the you know, survival budget? Why, let's bring in certifications that get people jobs that make them sustainable and be able to take care of themselves and be independent. What's also exciting is United Way has an emergency fund for individuals who are ALICE, asset limited, income constrained, employed, because they may be able to get help otherwise, but ALICE doesn't have anywhere to turn. And so we want to partner with the community college system too. If a student can't get to school, we may be able to help them with some of that. If a student needs help with childcare, we may be able. So we're looking at options to build capacity where there are needs.
It's really exciting to see I think of all the years you and I have gotten together and we talk about Rappahannock United Way in reaching people, and it's just so interesting, especially maybe in the last few years, you're really reaching out into a lot of areas that a few years ago you never really were not involved. But this, especially this ALICE survey, I think opened a lot of eyes to what you could do.
Absolutely. It gave Rappahannock United Way to have a presence statewide, and we have 22 amazing United Ways that are all partnering with us, and we couldn't do it without our United Ways across the state. They're doing amazing work with ALICE. But it is neat. You know, remembering back, it used to be you and I would talk, and we'd have a goal to talk about, a thermometer to talk about,
yeah,
and a campaign to talk about. But now we have so much more to talk about and how we're building capacity for our community.
I every fall, I think about the years when Barbara Terry was running the United,
yes,
Way back in, and there would always, you'd have the campaign kickoff, and a Redskin would come down.
Yes.
And you'd have, you'd see the barometer around town and those kind of things and things, and a lot of it is just the community has gotten involved and embraced, and you've made some big changes over the years, and sometimes, you know, change is never easy sometimes, but the community has embraced it.
They have, and you know, we flipped it, so we still have a campaign kickoff, we still have a goal, but we don't focus on a number and a dollar amount. We talk, mm-hmm, about helping more households emerge from poverty and achieve financial stability. That's our goal.
Yep.
The money is a strategy to get us there. The focus isn't on the money, even though please give to United Way.
Right, exactly.
But it's not what we're highlighting. We're highlighting the change we want to see in our community, and people are embracing it. It's pretty exciting.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, the website. Janelle Donahue here from Rappahannock United Way. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shule.
It's Janelle Donahue this morning with Rappahannock United Way. We are talking about a bunch of things going on, always something going on with Rappahannock United Way. The Celebrity Waiter Lunch, and this is the second annual. I got to be part of the first one. I'm going to be part of the second one. What a great day that was. I guess it's a fundraiser.
What fun. It's so much fun. And you know, selfishly, I think what makes it special is it's in the middle of the day, so you don't have,
yeah,
to take out an evening.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
It's right in the middle. You got to eat lunch anyway, right?
Yep.
You know, so our Celebrity Waiter event is in the middle of the day. It's 11 till 1 o'clock. It's at Park Lane Tavern. You do have to have tickets to go. We would love additional sponsors. We're almost full, actually. So get your tickets now. But it's at Park Lane, and it's October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in costume if you want, not required. But we have community leaders come out, and they are going to be serving their friends and for fun. And it's a neat concept because what you do is you have to pay for everything. So when I was doing it, I removed all the chairs, and I was like, oh, you want to sit while you eat? That'll be $25, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you could have this plastic fork, or you could pay more for this silverware fork. And so it's just a lot of fun and passing back and forth the kind of the jibs, and like they,
yeah,
tease us, we tease. It's just fun.
Oh, it
and
is.
Good food.
I can remember, well, Dr. Gullickson from Germana, she had just come here.
Yes.
And she was just so much fun. I remember doing an interview with her and Dr. Pano were kind of going together, and it was like, where else can you have two college presidents
yes,
serving people?
Exactly. We had two people from the medical industry, two people from the education, and so We've got a great lineup. You should go on our website and look it up this year. John Coker, everybody knows John Coker in the community.
Just here.
He's
going to
be our maitre d' and make sure that everybody's, doing.
Good?
Oh, so it's just going to be a lot of fun this year.
It is a lot of fun. And I never thought of that. The fact that it is in the middle of the day and you're not having to take time out of the day. I came away from it thinking that was one of the truly fun events.
Well, you don't know what you might see. You don't know what celebrities might dance and
there
what.
There was dancing going on, and there were all kinds of things that you would just never, ever imagine.
I didn't imagine it at all. If I hadn't have been there, I don't know that I would have believed it. But it was fun. It was a great time. Lots of laughter. I think I played the ukulele, and I don't know how to play the ukulele.
Yes,
so people paid me to stop playing the ukulele. So that worked out well.
It was it because you and Susan Spears were kind of hanging around together, and you just never knew what was going to happen next.
We had some celebrities do splits right there in the middle.
Yep.
That is not a requirement, but no, it was a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. October 31st, Park Lane Taverns in Central Park. Spotsylvania Town Center, 11 to 1. But you need tickets, so call our office to sign up.
And if you've got a business that might want to be a sponsor of this, anybody who's anybody in this area will be there.
Yes.
So keep that in mind if you're thinking about wanting to get the name of your business out. Before we get out of here, Janelle, again, we will do more shows on taxes and volunteers for that. But especially with the campaign going on right now, and like you say, a lot of times people start looking at their checkbook and thinking, hey, it's almost the end of the year and we need some more write-offs. And Rappahannock United Way, think about that.
Biggest bang for your buck. Definitely. $1 equals $10 of impact in our community. It stays local.
Well, thank you for what you do, and you're the gang over there that does so much over there by Shannon Airport. Lots going on, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Ted.
RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website, and also like them on Facebook because you really will stay up on a lot of things. They keep things going. Lots of great pictures, and maybe get your organization involved with either giving or Days of Action, or anybody can do Seasons of Service. Do that. Janelle, thanks. See ya. Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way. That is it. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. The financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.